Is this referenced in Genesis?
Yeah, but Genesis is kind of figurative because there have been many Adams. Every time there have been many forward leaps in our evolution since 18 million years ago. Matter of fact, they keep going farther back. You know, just a few years ago, they figured the first man was only, the oldest man they could find was 500,000 years. Now they're back to 6 million years. You know, one of these days they'll get back to 18 million years. But, yeah.
So where's Enoch that you read about?
Well, that was a long time after this. Now, this event that happened 18 million years ago was the first Adam. Now, the last Adam happened just about 6,000 years ago, is related in the Bible. Matter of fact, Christ is called the second Adam. But what's interesting is that the first Adam was the Adam of this era was also Christ. Okay, but the very first Adam was the Ancient of Days. But there's been many Adams. Every time there's been a destruction followed by an advance in evolution, there's been an Adam and Eve. Yeah, and there's been an Adam and Eve happen again and again, many different times. Yeah.
So the most recent Adam, what was his purpose? What about him?
Yeah, his purpose was to create an advance in our physical evolution, physical and spiritual evolution.
Where do we read? Is there anything about in the Bible that talks about?
Well, the story in the Bible kind of represents generically all the Adams. You know, they all have a choice between good and evil and partake of the tree of knowledge.
And, were there other Eves?
Eves?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did Shabbat have an Eve too then?
Yeah. Yeah, he would. That would have been essential. Now, whether the first Eve was individualized or not, I don't know. There's no record of that. The only record we have is that he was the first. Matter of fact, in the Bible it says the first Adam was the Adam represented in the Bible. It says was both male and female, hermaphrodite.
Called their name Adam.
Right. He called their name Adam.
The first swing of the Adam.
Right. And then he took of the side of Adam and created Eve, so to speak. But in the beginning, he called not his name Adam, but their name Adam. Yeah.
Sorry, I have so many questions. In the Gospel of John, he writes differently than the other Gospels. It's like a creation. So is he trying to talk about this coming of Adam, the Christ, rather than telling the Christmas story, because it's like creation story. It's not a Christmas story. Because he speaks.
Yeah, he gives a totally different aspect.
Yeah, of who he is.
Yeah. The Gospel of John indicates that he had a lot of understanding of the knowledge and reasoning of the Greeks. He seemed to have been a lot more educated than the other writers and a lot deeper thinker. Yeah, he presented a little bit more esoteric view of Jesus, whereas the other accounts are just, this is what happened. You know, John presents it more from an esoteric view. And then when you get to Revelations, it's really esoteric. It's one of the most deepest writings on the planet. Okay, yeah.
You know, getting back to her question over here about Adam,
mm-hmm.
Didn't Joseph Smith Jr. and Brigham Young teach that Michael was the Adam of 6,000 years ago? So isn't Michael part of the Council of Seven, you know, Sinat and Shambhala?
Yeah, one thing you have to realize is not everything. Joseph Smith wasn't 100% accurate. And I know when you're in a religion, you think they're, you know, everything they say is like 100% accurate. He was right about a lot of things. He was on the right track on a lot of things. It's quite possible that Michael was one of the Adams. Matter of fact, I would guess that all the seven associates in the molecule were one of the atoms at one time or another. And Michael is one of the atoms in the molecule of the Ancient of Days.
So they come back.
What's that?
They come back.
Yeah, they'll come back. And matter of fact, the Ancient of Days will incarnate one more time at the beginning of the seventh race. And he'll be the first person that initiates the seventh race. So he was the first Adam, and he'll be the last Adam. He'll be the first and the last. And the last race will be the divine hermaphrodites. And it'll be male and female in one body. Now, the next race, we're in the fifth root race right now. There's been seven races of seven general accumulations of the races. The first three races took place before the physical earth, physical life appeared on the earth. And they were in the astral or mental spheres of the earth, made of either astral or physical or mental matter. And then when the earth materialized, the first race, the first physical human race was called the Lemurian, and they were the third race. And then the Atlanteans were the fourth race. Now the Lemurians, the descendants of the Lemurians, are still a handful on the earth, and these are the Aborigines in Australia. Our descendants are still remnants of the Lemurian race. So if you want to see what a Lemurian looked like, it would be an Aborigine. Now, the fourth root race was the Atlantean, and the Oriental people are descended from the Atlantean people. So they were fairly Oriental looking in their looks. And then the fifth root race is the Aryan race. And that's pretty much white European. And so that's the last race. Now what's interesting, it's important that we not judge on the races, because the next race will be a merging of all the races. And that's the sixth root race. And it will be a combination of them all. Now, some of the masters are in Oriental bodies. So because they're Atlantean, you can't say they're inferior. Like D.K., who transmuted to Alice A. Bailey. Yeah, he's in an Oriental body. He says he likes Oriental body better because it's better for an inner work, you know. He says if you're doing outer work, you have advantages in the Caucasian body, in the Aryan body. So each body that we have is advantageous for certain things. And,
World races. I haven't heard you speak of world races before.
There's been seven root races, and from the root race, you have sub-races. So you have, over millions of years, we've had all kinds of racial features show up. So even though we're Aryan and Atlantean dominate right now on the earth, there's many subdivisions of these races. The Lemurian is the oldest race on the earth, and the Aborigines are a remnant of them. And then the Oriental races are the oldest next to them. And then the Aryan began to develop at the end of Atlantis. And then the next race will be a synthetic race. And it'll represent all the races merging, and the features will be refined. And everybody will get just more and more beautiful as this sixth race begins to develop over the next couple million years. And then the final race will show up, and it will be initiated by the Ancient of Days. He'll be the first one to come and be born in this, and he'll display the divine hermaphrodite, the male and female as one. So he won't be male or female, he'll be a divine hermaphrodite, and that'll be the final race on the earth. The Ancient of Days will be the first to occupy one of those bodies. We have a foreshadowing that every once in a while we have somebody born with both sexes. It's not a very good foreshadowing, but it's kind of a foreshadowing of the race to come, but that's a long time in the future.